Okay, so I thoroughly enjoyed the sugya. And this sugya, I just want to give a little agama, was different than most sugyas we're going to come to. This sugya, the Ikra sugya wasn't halacha l'maaseh. The Ikra sugya really was more of an introduction. So if the Olam, you know, got a little bogged down, just in Shittas HaRambam, which we anyway don't pass, like, no, it's not. But other sugyas we're going to have to keep a little more focused on the nekudas that are going to come out halacha l'maaseh. I'll have to do maybe a better job also helping people, giving people direction, which my Makan is to look at. But it was a good, it's a good practice, it's a good introduction. But still, it'll be good, I think, because there was even a sugi that Pashtus is not a Lachol Maisa sugi. Pashtus, it was just sugi's Rishayim. But we'll take out of the sugi the Kudus a Lachol Maisa, and it'll be good practice. Also, we get the sugis that are more obviously a Lachol Maisa, that are members, Seifim and Shulchan Aruch, Machoitzim and Ikrim Nidoinim and the Paiskim, but we'll see also how to take out of it the Lachol Maisa Shavoy, not just Voshtet and Shach and Voshtet in Pesachim Tshuva, but what's Lamaisa? So I want to take out a couple of nekudas, and then partially being masada the sugya, and partially just so most I've heard most of what I'm going to say already, either seen it inside or heard it from me. But I think the sidur advar will still be tayalas. So the ikar shayla lemaisa, just as I mentioned at the beginning, repeated it again. What's the ikar lemaisa I want to take out of the sugya? Everyone knows that double, whatever, but that lemaisa is. We know halacha psuka in Klal Yisrael is Reb Zeira, that no matter what Nisha sees, she does Zayin Nekiyim. The shaila is there any makom lahakel on that? Take whatever extreme case you want. Whether you want to say a case of a Baal's Tshuva, where she's holding by keeping Taras Mishpach, and the husband says he's not going to wait 12 days, but seven he'll manage, he thinks. Let's say you want to take a case that the place can talk about, of an Yisrael, say a couple that's married 10 years without children, and the Shaila Mamish is going to have to Megarish his wife, and the doctors say that the problem is that her period is too short, and that her biutz, her ovulation, is before she's going to the mikvah, and she'll have to somehow go to the mikvah earlier than standard 11-12 days. Or I just add a third case, which maybe be a little easier to be matched for other reasons, if nothing else, is generally speaking, we'll get there in Kutzat Ivov, but the minimum amount of Bidika, well, let's start. Just a little introduction to Kutzat Ivov. Everybody probably was taught as a chassan that during Shiva Nekiyim she's supposed to make bedikas twice a day. And that is a vada l'chatchila. I don't know how many people or not, but eventually most people who ask Rabbanim at some point in Bizman Azeh, ladies are very sensitive. Ladies tend to have psoriasis, they tend to get irritations and to get bleeding that is not dam nidus, and the Rabbanim tell them they should cut back on how many bedikas they're making. And Rabbanim will cut them back to you three, or the basic halacha, the minimum halacha is two bedikas. The first day and the seventh day is the absolute minimum Misha has to make bedikas during Shiva Nekiyim. But my system of like is though there is a Shita Megamar of one day. Shulchan Aruch, again, when we get to Kufzat Ivov, it's a whole sugyan, we'll have a Shia, at least we'll have a Shia on that, it's a whole issue. But Shulchan Aruch brings it down a little funny. Shulchan Aruch brings Stam is, if anyone who doesn't know yet, the Klal in Mechaber is Stam V'yesh, Halach is like the Stam. Shulchan Aruch brings Stam is one bedika during Shiva Nekiyim. Yesh oyim you need tchila v'soif ve'im lahakal. So there's also you know exactly what he means. Stam yesh, then he says ve'im lahakal like the yesh. But lemaisa is the question is any welcome to be made with it? Let's say at least b'tziu that anyway your zayir is only a chumra. If you have other tziu, can you make it allow only one bedika? Let's say Isha has tzayim. And she finds that if she's making even two bedikas during Shiva Nekiyim, she's going to find blood on one of the bedikas, and you're going to have problems being titled a mako, which is another one that's with Pezayin, and we'll get there b'shaita. But is there any moment you make until it only one make one bedika? Using with Zeres and Tziruf. First, those are the basic shilas we want. So in order to get there, we have to know the whole circuit. So for starters is, what did we have? We have, let's start, the Ikra Alof Lamais we know is like Rashi and Tarsis. Lamaisa. So, like Rashi and Tisis, is there any problem? Chayyur like Rashi and Tisis. So, in order to be, if any tzad of being makel connected to Chumash Reb Zeira, number one is we have to say that the Isha is a Vadai Nida. Right? Because if there's any, if there's a mokum to be Chayshah, she's a Zava, and a Zava Gdaila, then you're going to need Shiva Nikki Maker at Din. So, according to Rashi and Tisis, L'chayra, it's very easy to know whether an Isha is a Nida Vadai or not. Be'etzim. Yes, we're chayshish and whatever. The chazal were chayshish. But be'etzim, we should be able to know. If a lady comes and says, I know that last time I saw Dam was more than 11 days ago. It's been 18 days since I last got my avestis, at least, which my rave noshim is going to happen almost every single month. That almost could. So we know she's in the Dara, so like Rashi and Tosfos. There's no chashash in say Sashim Nakiyim. There's no chashash she's holding in Yimei Ziva. So l'chayrish, she should be a nida d'oraisa. However, there is one possible problem. The problem is that, again, a normal woman, when she gets her vessels, when she gets her period, she sees four, five, six, sometimes even 7 days. One of the chashashas brought in Rishayim for Rebbe's takana, not really Zayir, for Rebbe's takana was, the l'chayrish is that maybe the first couple days was dam toya, which we'll get to Kupechas and we'll find out what Dam Tayar is. But there's a tzad that even though she's getting red blood, even though it appears to us to be red, it's possible that at least Midor Raisa the Dam is Tar. And that is the Chashash that Taisis brings. Lefida Chashash, Lechara, there is a Makam to say this Man Azeh, that very good, we know she's holding in Yimei Nidor, she's not holding in Yimei Ziva, but she's still going to need at least Shisha Nekiyim to avoid the chashash that maybe the day she made her hafsek tayor was really the first day of her riyah. Rashi, however, does not bring down this chashash. Rashi only mentions the chashash that maybe the first 2 days of her riyah were seif yimei ziva, which is, at least is possible, is likely bizman hazeh not to be an emes chashash. Not going to be a sofek deraisa. So, according to Rashi, who only mentions the chashash of Soif Yimei Ziva, and Huadin Rebbe Yoina, and okay, Sefer Paradis, which is Rashi, Lechaira also says it. However, so because the thing is, the emes is not clear in Rashi. Rashi only mentions the Chashash of Soif Ziva, but is it Muchach that Rashi doesn't hold with the Chashash also like Tisus? The fact that Rashi didn't mention it. Sefer Paradis, which is also from Rashi, or Talmidei Rashi, only mentions the Chashash of Soif Ziva. But then he says that they were Rebbe was chayshish mi chashash that the first 2 days would be seif yimei ziva v'oid kama chashashis. So we don't know exactly what's nechal and oid kama chashashis. So it is possible that the Sefer Paradis is opening the possibility that Rashi really also was moided at Isis. And the Ravon and the Sefer Truma also only mention the chashash of seif yimei zivus, and they do not mention the chashash at least of chashash b'maris domi. So according to those Rishayim, there is a possibility that L'chayr is Pashat, that they're assuming they don't hold of a Chashash of Tois and Maris Dam also, that there's not a problem. However, many Rishayim, the Hainu Taisis, the Rif, the Rosh, the Ram, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ravid, the Smag, and the Tur, all mention the Chashash that the first couple of days could be Dam Tar. In which case, L'chayr is not as if we are not the key in between Dam Tor Daraisa and Dam Tomei Daraisa. Even the Mekilim, I don't think claim to be the key in the Daraisas, because it may be argued with all the Rishayim and the L'chayr on many other Rishayim. So, L'chayr is Nemesh L'chashash. And we should have a problem that Takana Subzer is going to be a Suffolk Daraisa.
How is it possible that the other Rishayim don't have this L'chashash? It's a Mitzvah L'chashash.
Oh, so I'll get to it. I think what I'm going to say in a minute will answer your question. It was a good question, L'chayr. But and there are achronim who mentioned this. The alugat not was the chinuch beis Yitzchok and the Notar Sharik both mentioned that even if you're going to say the Rebzeir is only a drabonim, is only a chumrah, but Rebbe is going to be a chashash deraisa because we're not bekiyim in Maris Dom. So if Mamashim they say Mamashim be sovek deraisa, there's no mokum to be makel. Less than Shishanakim. Shivanakim maybe, but Shishanakim you'll have that need, which is then it's not going to help us all that much. However, Shlomo Zalman says, and this will answer your question, he says no. He says it's clear to him that this, even if we are Choshish for Dom Tmeim, but that's only Betarius Chumra and not Betarius Sofik Deraisa. If I remember correctly, Shlomo Zalman does not explain why, but I think that Shlomo Zalman's Svar would be Poshet, if he doesn't say it beforeish. Because we have a klal, the Rambam speaks it out, I think it's accepted by all the other Rishayim and Achraidim. It's going to be clear to Masadeshan holds that way, we'll get to the Shusogis from now. Is that there's a klal, Roiv, Dom, Maboy, Menabakar, Adam Tom, Tomei Deraisa. So Mamele is when this isha, so when an isha sees a regular vasis and she sees dam, so from the first day of her vasis, we have a rave, we have a chazaka, and rave and a cycle al chazakas, we have a chazaka deraisa that mistol is dam tamid deraisa. Yes, there is epis and welcome to be chayshish, but there is chomer that maybe not. And that's what Taisus, Udiime, all the other Rishonim are bringing, was the chumra that was the chashash that Rebbe based his chumra on. But it's b'teres chumra, it is not a sofik deraisa, b'get the sofik deraisa l'achmer. Because midine deraisa, fake is deraisa, we would say on it, no, aslin embosser roiv, and roiv don't tmei. So l'chayr, that won't answer your question. Good question, but l'chayr, that's what Rosh Hashanah Zal means when he says that even l'fi, these Rishonim, it's only b'get the chumra. Right? Could be, but once it's only b'teres chomer, is that even muchel the rash is chayish? Is chayik? Could be rather that from the sacred paradise nichol the oyd the kama chashoshes. Again, they're only together chashoshes. Not together something deraisa. Memeila tsayif you're going to look like rashi, tsayif you're going to look like tesis. Whether there's a machlokes at all, but Rosh Hashanah explains. Not like the Chinuch Beis Yitzchok in the Nata Shayek, that it's only a Shayla of a Chumr Ba'alma. So according to Rashi and Taisus, there is no Sofik Deraisa here, it's going to be Midaraisa Vadai. Midaraisa, she could get away with Shivri Yomim. Okay, so Rashi and Taisus, we got past step one. Now we have next Shita Zerabba. So number one is, what is Shita Zerabba? Now, the Olam saw, some people saw more, some people saw less, some people went into it more, some people went into it less, but there are many, many different opinions in exactly what is Shita Sarabha. And I am not going to get into all the prati, dinim, and diukim, and rayas, and kashas on what is Shita Sarabha. But the ikar nekuda that's going to be nege asla maisa is Shita Sarabha the way the Rishonim were chaylik on him seem to imply. The way the Mashmois of Rav Shri Ragoin and Rav Hananel, that she goes 7-11, 7-11, lo'oilam, except if there's a leidah maybe, but from when she turns to 12, it's going to just be 7-11, in which case, unless you have one of those rare situations, and there are some people who do that, and maybe later we'll discuss whether or not it is kedai or not, but there's some people who tell their daughters to keep a cheshbon of their re'iyas from when they first get the first re'iyah, whatever it is, 11, 12, 15 years old. But anyone who doesn't have such a calendar, and even if someone does, is not necessarily going to know where cheshbon of essence. But anyway, certainly like the way, if you understand the Rambam that way, L'maisa, 99.9% of the ladies, they do not know if they're holding Yimei Nidhi and Yimei. So if that's anyone in the Rambam, so we're going to have an endless of Sofik Deraisa, not just the Chashash, not just the Chomer. Every Ish is going to be a Sofik Gomer if she told you, you may Ziva. And that is Pashtus of Rosh Hashanah, who just mentioned 7-11 V'chein Mo'olam and doesn't mention the word Vesas V'chal. Rabbeinu Chananel also. It seems to be the way that most Rishonim understood at least Mishneh Torah L'Rambam. Is that it is not totally investors, but she's always 7-11, in which case it's a very difficult cheshbon to follow. However, Rambam.
The Chomer of Rebbe is enough also for that.
But I'm going to need Shish and Akiv.
Yeah.
And when she's. Really, even the third Nakuna of Rebbe, I'm not going to need. In other words, if she's so Shmosh Yomim, I'm not really going to need Shish and Akiv to get out of that. Because we know she's not Yimei Zibah. Well, like, no, you're right. Because I'll be cheshbon, like, the Rebbe is Yimei Zibah, fine. That's not really going to help us so much this man is there. If we're dealing with our shadows of Maisa, with the Baal's Tshuva, we're dealing with a lady, and most people today bleed at least 3 days. Most ladies bleed at least 3 days. If anything, the shadow is that they didn't make a satira of Yerim Ravi and Hamishi, whatever, is a shtickle of the Hilchas of Mashiach, because most ladies today, even Bekashi can make a satira of the fifth. Right, again, if you have a lady who can make a satira on the third day, so then you're going to have, it's going to start being negeya, you know, to do shit in the key of mamish for Baal Shem Tov. But you're not talking about grace off to here. We're looking to see if you can be malach mamish shivas yamim. We want mamish shivas yamim. I wonder if there's any mockery make on that.
Do you want the Rambam? The Rambam has to be the Kohen Arachim.
Right, the Rambam has to have a shaman.
So, the Rambam, she's 18, she has, maybe it's 18 in that.
I don't know. Lefila, the chokum on the Rambam, the way they understand, if the Rambam in 7-11 la'olam, what does he do with the Gemara Erech? I don't know. All those come to Miyash of the Rambam are all nebbing on that the Rambam knows this following investments. No one's Miyash of the Rambam, kifi that havam in the Rambam. But I don't know. I mean, the Rambam has to show the Gemara, yes, but I don't know how. So that is one mahalach in the Rambam. However, I always thought that was partial mahalach. Last mass that I somehow had in my mind, that was the Pasha Mahal from the Rambam. That seemed to be the way the Rishonim understood the Rambam and the Rachaylik. However, I saw a lot more strong this mass, and it seems that it's performed up. But I thought I'd run through the Chavis Nas is Chiddush to say that the Rambam is totally in, bring a Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam is totally in, that's Kavua. But if anything, Lachayr, that is the way Rav Achrayim certainly understood the Rambam. But even in the Rishonim, I found a couple of makaris. There is a Sefer Binyamin Ze'ev. Binyamin Ze'ev is borderline Rishon Achron, is after the Trumas Hadesh and before the Rambam. Rambam brings him a couple of times. He brings the Rambam. Klor says that if she has a Vesas Kavur, it starts from the Yom Vesas HaKavur. Vesas HaKavur Sh'Rosh Behem Shloish HaPa'amim. The Smag also brings the Rambam and says that she starts counting her 7 days Miyom HaVesas, which is similar to Lashon Mishnah Torah, but then he adds in Shehi Hayoyim Shekava Lira's point. Again, because to get back, Rambam Mishnah Torah also mentioned the word Vesas. But the Rambam in Mishnah Torah wasn't 100% clear. The word Vesas doesn't necessarily mean Dine Vesas, it could just mean Kefi the Cheshbon from which she was 12, the day she's expected to see. And however, there's
been
and Elchanan, but those words are dochuk, but the way they're learning, there's also plenty of words in the Rambam that are dochuk. So, and Elchanan, either way, you have to use a shoe, you have to be miyash of Lashon Rambam either way. So, besides, but, Magid Mishnah already said, right, Magid Mishnah already learns to see the Rambam that way. Someone pointed out to me, the Rambam Bala Lane, when he brings the Rambam, throws in the words, Vesas Kavua. So, if not Kla, if the Kashas of the Rambam and the Rambam, it's Mashmi understood the Rambam, does not restart by Vesas Kavur, but he did throw in that it starts by Vesas Kavur. So even how the Ramban understood the Rambam is not clear. And certainly, so even within the Rishonim, it seems there's many Rishonim who understood the Rambam starts again from Vesas Kavur. And the Achrayim almost all seem to understand the Rambam that way. Whether the Marshal, the Chavis Das, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Paradis Rimayim, the Chaim and the Brisker Rav, I think the Merkavah Submission also learned the Rambam that way, although I did not go through this on Marachon. But it seems that scum of all the Achrayim is, almost all the Achrayim is, that according to Rambam, a lady who is a Vesas Kavur restarts. I'm not sure in the... Okay, again, how many just heard that much make of the Chassam Sofer, which we'll get to it later, the Chassam Sofer seems to have switched the Rambam and the Rashi, but when he says that Lefina Rambam, it's easy to know if she's holding Yimei Nidhi Yimei Ziva, but according to Rashi, it's impossible. Assuming Pshat, the Chassam Sofer seems to be the opposite of the way we understood the sugya. Assuming he just switched the names, he seems to have understood that in Shittas HaRambam it's impossible to know where she's holding. And Bimeach Chassam Sofer, it's clear that Reb Noshim still did have Vesas Kavur. So does that mean he held them? It's hard to know how much you can take out of such a thing. I don't count the Chassam Sofer as one of the people who learned the Rambam that way. I don't count that there's any Achrayim who necessarily understood the Rambam to be 7-11 La'olam. Or at least who took the Rambam seriously and understood it that way. Because most Achrayim, a lot of Achrayim, especially more Halacha than Rish Achrayim, are not Mesiachas so much to Shittas HaRambam because the Halacha is not like the Rambam. L'chayim. So L'chayim, we have the Rav Rubei Kekulei of the Achrayim, and many Rishayim even understood the Rambam that if she has a Vesas Kavua, we're going to start again, Shivas Yimei Nida. Which would mean that Nishu has a Vesas Kavua, even with that's her Rambam, it wouldn't be so hard to figure out if she's holding Yimei Nida or Yimei Ziva. The problem is that would help us up until the Erech 100 years ago. However, over the past 100 years, Metzias changed, and today, I think Rubei Kekulei and Noshim do not have Vesas Kavua. That's my understanding of the Metzias, and anyone who knows otherwise can correct me. But I think Rubei Kekulei and Noshim do not have Vesas Kavua today, in which case then, everyone's going to agree that, like Ladas HaRambam, we do not know where they're holding. Because then, if she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, there's nothing to reset the count. And then, everyone's going to agree that she goes 7-11 La'olam, except by a Leida. So yes, you may have this circumstance that after a Leida, And then you have to go to the sugya, you know exactly when after the Leida does she start counting her Shivas Yamim again. Is it right after the Leida? Is it after Chavdal and Chaydish? So you have to go into that sugya. But according to the Rambam, Bismanaz and Noshim, we do not have Nesis Kavur. Right of Ruba the Palmim, there is no way of knowing if she's holding you maybe Dimezifa.
You could do the Pesach and then you said
to the Pesach?
But that's
talking about, according to many of the Acharim, that's talking about when she's Kaveya versus Kavua more than 70, after 17 to Kiev. That's sort of the way it comes. That's
the way it comes.
Okay. That's not the way I think most Acharim understand it. In any event, so I'm just saying, Lachar Bizman is a. Well, Ramadan, you want the etchings of Pshat in the Rambam that we could know, but Pashtus, if we would be Chayshish Pashit as a Rambam, there would be a problem that Noshim today would be a Sof Exodus in the Vinamot Lahak. The question is, would Bechal Chayshish Pashit as a Rambam? That's the next Shlab. That was Luchayra like Shit as a Rambam, as that is that you would have, like the Rambam, there would be a Sof Exodus in the Vinamot Lahak or Knegat Rav Zeir. I wouldn't even need Rav Zeir. The question is there any welcome to be Chayshish Pashit as a Rambam? L'chayr, in the Rishayim, it's a rave muchlat, minyan, binyan, everything, rave in numbers, if you want to count number ways. Certainly in the Gadlus Rishayim, the Pesach in his Akdama says that he passes like rave binyan, meaning rave of the chashivus of the Rishayim, which bederach klal means that out of the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, where Shleisha Amudei Hayra, he'll take two out of three. Except if you don't have all three, so then he'll bring in the Rosh, but the Ramban, or sometimes on a Drabbanan, he'll be making like Rav Minyan connected Rav Binyan. Meaning if you have 20 Rishayim against two out of those three, and it's the Mekel and a Drabbanan, he would be Semach on them. But the general rule according to them is we go by Rav and the Chashim. So this Lashon of Rav Minyan and Rav Binyan mentioned in Rishayim, it's really a borrowed Lashon from Thomas Mace, when you have Thomas Mace needs, but if you don't have Basak in the Atzamas, you need Rav Atzamas, Shaykh need Rav Minyan of Reshma Mechas, Atzalmas, if you read Minyan of the Guth, okay, even with Minyan, but Minyan, it's a term that's used in the Paiskim, Rav Minyan or Binyan. But however, I think, connected the Rambam, you have both. I don't even need to mention which we trained him argument on the Rambam, because the list is adding this one. But who does agree, seem to agree with the Rambam? Let's just mention those. Rambam's not a Dasi Yach. You have Rav Shura going, you have Rav Yehuda Hananel, you have the Smag, you have the Binyamin Zev. But that's it. Can I get that you have? Whatever. Everybody else. Rav, Rosh, Rambam, Rabbeinu Yehuda, Ram. Within the Achronim, is there anyone who takes the Rambam seriously? Well, the way the Shacham is still the Lavosh is taking the Rambam. But for those who saw Tei Shlom, I don't think that, and saw the Lavosh inside, I don't think that's what the Lavosh meant. The Parshas Rimonim does say that after his whole Marocha, 30 pages, whatever it is, to be Miyashav Shitas Rambam and to answer all the kashas on the Rambam, he says, now I've proved that the Rambam Shitas B'chal not Mufka, and you can't be Mis'alim from Shitas Rambam La'alocha. And then he ends up, but all of this I'm saying, in the Sugi, and I'm not remember saying Alocha L'maisa. L'maisa is not really the etzma, yeah, Alocha L'maisa, it's from Zayro. So the Paris went in the does seem to say that La'alocha, you can't ignore Shitas Rambam. After that, though, it's pretty slim. The only question you have is with the other Achrayim who come to Miyash of Shitas Rambam, like Darsha Shochu, the Prevost Mishnah of Marshal, what do they, are they just coming to be Miyash of the Rambam because the Rambam, we all know, was Mimosha and Moshe, like come commandment, from, if not, the Dele HaRishayim, and how could you send something to Knegi, Chayim Demoris, Mifurash, the Rambam wasn't an idiot, so from Miyash of the Rambam, but Erechlam, Allah is not like the Rambam. Or are they coming to say, we're Miyashim, like the Parnas Rebbeinu, we're Miyashim, the Rambam. Once you see what the Rambam means, then that's Taka, the Ikra Shita, that's Taka, at least an equal Shita Rishayim. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be noted that way at the beginning, where he comes to say that Rashi tells the Rebbeinu, that Rashi and Rambam's Pshat is Dachat Ma'id in the Gemara, but then you remind to me that the Nehemshach, the Aruch HaShulchan, he seems to be going with Rashi Shita again. So it's not clear if those Achayim held that the Rambam is Negeala Allah, or they're just coming to explain it out, Havodas HaSugya. B'chol Eifin, though, I think it is unbenumen by the older Rishonim and Achronim, basically Chavis Das is Mufurish, Lemaisa later. Chassam Sofer, again, assuming he switched the Rambam, the Rav, and Rashi, seems to say that this Loshon there is that the Rambam, again, he's assuming the Rambam is the more Mekel, but he says the Rambam is such a Das Yochid, he's not even Mitztarif with 10 or other Tzirufim Lahat. So it seems it was Amunim that the Shittas Rambam is Mufka, Mahaloch Lemaisa. So at the end of the day, after all the proof of what the Rambam holds, it's not really Negeah, because even if according to the Rambam, we don't know if an Ish is a neither a Zavva, but we're not Chashish from the Rambam. I guess it would be Negeah for Temanim. Temanim would take on Shittas Rambam, Knegeah, the Mechaber, and the other Machriyim in Rishonim, so they would, the question would be if they have any Makom to make. Okay. Generally speaking, yes. In this halacha specifically, I did not look in any of the Talmud of his farm, so I couldn't find it. Good. I mean, Yeshivas Ram has the Sabbath's farm. I didn't look. So now, but we want to know further. Are you Talmudic? Fine. So don't get anyone in this room, at least. Fine. So now we have to know halachomai. Halachomai is like Rashi and Ramban, Udiine, that Machayra, Reb Noshim Zman, is our Vada Nidus, and let's nemo like Mishlam Zalman that even the chashash of Shisha the Haim is only a chumra. So now we have Reb Zera is a chumra. Now is that going to make any nafkamina to us? Allah Almighty.
Unless you
have
some
Shisha
goes
in
the
palace,
less
than the
times.
Yeah. Rape. I'm saying Enoch Nami. You do before a Rav would be making in such a case, he would first have to be mevarer that she has not had any problems within the past 18 days or whatever. And any she, let's say she didn't have any shilohs in the past 18 days, you ask that question. So now, good. So
it
now,
to be 18 days of routine, they checked and.
I don't know. Chayr, as long as she doesn't know she saw what Achayr Chayr she saw. So. Okay, that'll be the sugi after that.
Because what's the 17 days? It says she was double and now she was based made the Ainikim. She didn't do the Ainikim. She didn't do the
Likas. Can we say the last time she saw was when she got her last period, let's say 25, 30 days ago. After that, she kept the Likas.
Right.
We're not talking about telling the lady every month not to do Reb Zera. We're not Chas Hashem come to be Paris again. That's not the Shaila. Our Shaila again is only Shas and Chad Godel Ma'oid. And I just, with these types of Shas and Chad Godel Ma'oid, I just make that up. In the Kaya, we're going to try to learn every Sugya, figure out what's the Ikar Halacha, what's the Reis was Rabbanu, what's a Choshev Chumra, what's a extra credit Chumra Kilu, what's a Chumra Shal Shtus, and then you know, you have to know, what things are you matter B'Shas L'Chak Gadol, what things are you matter B'Shas L'Chak, what things are you never matter, what things are you never asked, no. And there's some things we're going to say, we're not big enough to be Mechriya, we're not big enough to pass Kanon.
Like when they say Shisha Nekim,
yeah.
So it has to be with Bedikas.
You're saying like Shisha Vahim, like Rebbe. You're saying also it has to be Nakiyim. You want to know Nakiyim? Does it mean just she didn't? She doesn't know that she saw you need B'dikas in the Bukhari. Well, what's the Chashash there? If the Chashash is.
Maybe she'll see
a Jew coming in. There were two Chashashes. Again, the Rishayim. Rash is Chashash. Maybe the first day was Soif Zivus, and the second day is Tchilas Nidah. On that side, Nida doesn't need B'dikas because she could see 7 days.
Right.
On the other hand, the side is maybe the Tchilas Re'iyah was Daftar, the second day is Daftar, right? And it's really based on that that the Rishonim say you need Nakiyim for the other 6 days. Because if they're not Nakiyim, maybe that's the first Tchilas Re'iyah's Nida. But again, if she doesn't know that she saw anything, to be chayshish, maybe she saw something, and that's something that we don't even know she saw, maybe that is tchilas re'i of dam tomei, well, chayr is too violent.
It's not much
nekim. Nekim just means that she doesn't know that she saw it. Fine, so now let's go to halacha ma'aseh. What is, how do the poskim take on this chumas of zera? Now, chayr, there's three options. Chayr, there's three options in how histaklus in halacha on Reb Zera. Either there's the, what's called Washna Gemara, the guy who was Sechtas Mahalach, whatever you want, is that it's a Chumr Sheikhmiru Al Atzmon. It's a Chumr. And Chumrs are very nice and they're very chosh, and I'll teach this Tosfos in Necha, but when you have Shas and Chaks and Tzirufim, you can be Mekel. Then there's the next shlav, which is what's called Lashon Rebbe. Well, it's a din of a drabon. It's a takon of drabon. And like any other drabon, and it's also, it's not just a chumra, it's a din. It's a din of drabon. And as we know, this klal and sam is suffering the rights lahach and suffering drabon and lahakam. So if you can make a suffix, then you're not just a shasim chak. We're not making one drabon and stamp a shasim chak. But if you have a suffix, or okay, maybe here you say it's chazik isura because we know she was tome. But whatever the klali apsak of isurim, all other isurim drabonon in gantz yeridei among his other are, so they'll apply here also to isur drabonon. And the third possibility is that somehow or another it's going to have a kaya from a darais, and that we're not going to be mekel here. We're going to look at it at least, and that was just from the Mabar al-Khari, it's not a deraisa, but we're going to look at it as if it's a deraisa. And therefore, whenever we want to say Svetsfekas and Sirufim or whatever, we're going to have to look at it as if she's a Badaizov of Gedali deraisa. Even though she's not. So how did the Paisim take on? The emphasis is, I just split into three Mahalchim, and I did not split my notes into three Mahalchim. I always did two. Because the bottom line is, what we really want to know is there any Makom Lahakam or no Makom Lahakam? If we can find the Makom Lahakam, then we can try to figure out how maker we can be. And the truth is, I don't think we know enough to break it down to such fine points. I think that's something that takes more those type of Hakrayas and what type of Tzirufim or whatever, I think takes not just knowing the Sugya, that at least takes Shimush Tamidei Chacham to know, and a lot more experience in Yishuv Hadas and whatever, to know what type of tziruf and what type of shas tchaks can you be made with. But again, we want to come out of this sugi knowing what's the general histakos on Chumash Ritzel. We're not coming out of this sugi, at least Be'ez Hashem, most of the other sugis we learn we will. This sugi, we're not going to come out at the end of the day past just paskin and shayel's device, at least the kubi. Maybe we'll just paskin everything we'll come anyway. So let's see. Who and why and under what circumstances do we find in the paskin a mocking to be makel and not consider her to be a mother's own? So we'll start. We'll start with what tidbits we have in the Rishonim. We have a Razor. The Razor is generally known as the Bala Ma'or, but here it's not safe for Ma'or, it's Hagayis on the Bala Yanefesh La'raivim. And the Razor says like this. He's talking about a different circuit we didn't get to yet, but I'll give you a brief Hakdama. That there's a din that Bedar, there's a Machlaikis Amaroyim, whether Shivan Nakim requires at the absolute minimum one bedika or two bedikas at the beginning and the end. And it is most Rishonim, including the Bala, including the Razor Paskin, well, I should say many Rishonim, including the Bala and the Razor Paskin, you need, the halacha is, like the Chanina, you need Tchila Nisaf. You need two bedikas, one at the beginning, one at the end. However, the Razor says, that if you're talking about Lamaisa, the case that he's talking about is the case where we don't even know she saw it down. But it was Tavuali Nasei, since we didn't get to that sugya, for argument's sake, someone proposed, and they got engaged. So now we're Chayshish, she saw Dam Chimud, and we're assuming Dam Chimud is Tomei, which is a Machlekes Rishonim. And now Chazal said that she needs Shiva Nikim. Because we assume that she saw that we're Chayshish, we assume she saw Dam Tomei, because of the chimud of the tviyah. So it's first of all, it's only a suffix b'chal she saw. And we're talking about, and we have a machloik is whether she need, on the tzad she saw, and now she needs shiva nekiyim, does she need two bdikas or one bdika? So the Razor says, and if we're talking about noshim bizman hazeh, who really probably are needless anyway, and they're not zavis, so he says you can, even though I pass in, like a chanini need, two bedikas, tchila v'soif, and if she was a zava v'adayis, you would need two bedikas, tchila v'soif, and ein mahakel. However, when it's tavuli nase, and it's noshim bisman and noshim didan, who the emes are only, are needless, and it's only mechumra, you can be smekel, be son of on rav who holds one bedika during the course of the shiva nikim. So the Baal Ma'ar is telling me that la'aloch la'maisa, there is a chiluk between a zava v'adayis and Noshim Didan. Does that, is he talking about Arish the Shilas we ask? Not exactly. I mean, the third one I threw in maybe. But at least we have a foot in the door that the Baal Ma'ar is definitely not saying that it's He's definitely not saying that we take all the chumas with zayir ki ilu she's a vaday zoved deraisa. No, it's a drabonon or a chumur or however exactly he's looking at it. But there is a mokum to be mitzarif other sfeikas to be a little bit makel because of zayir is only a chumur drabonon. I don't remember. Most Rishayim hold Dam Chimud. It's Tomei. It's one or two Rishayim.
This is better.
You say there's no Chatzir. I don't think there's anyone who's mistapik of Dam Chimud is Tomei or Tomei. I think most Rishayim hold Dam Chimud is Vaday Tomei the Raisa. It's a din like mentioned Shulchan Aruch of Bo'ides. And there's one Rishayim, I don't remember who it is, one or two Rishayim who say that Dam Chimud is Tomei. And I don't remember if I don't think the Bali Nefesh is one. I don't think the Razel is one. But I don't.
It's not one of the two.
I didn't mention that as one of his teeth. No. The Razel did not mention that as one of his teeth. But even if he would, again, you have
a choice. It's less than a.
But again, that's. How you, I'm not even getting into at the moment how you would use it if you say it's only a Chumrah. The question is, can I use it? Is there any mockum to say that. You know, just go the other way. It really is. Most Achrayim L'Chayra, I'll get to them in a minute, I'll get to them in a second, but most Achrayim L'Chayra are going to say, we look at Reb Zeira as if she's a Vaday Zohar. After Reb Zeira, we look at her Kiilu, she's a Vaday Zohar. I'm trying to bring out all the Baal Ma'or who don't say that. So the Baal Ma'or, the Razot does not say that. The Razot does not say we look at Noshim Didan as Vaday Zohar. Usually we are, but she's not that. In certain circumstances, we can be made. That's number one. Number two is, there's a Gemara in Shabbos that we will see, even in the Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei by Har Chakas. Gemara says like this. Gemara says there was a Talmud Echad who was mace, he died at a young age, and Eliyahu Navi came, and his wife and Titus, how come my husband died young? And Eliyahu Navi asked, what did he do when you were... What did he do when you were neither? She says, Shalom, Nidhi. He was machmer all that chakas. And Eliyahu Navi asked, what about during Shiva Nakim? And she said, oh, Shiva Nakim. So then we ate at the same table. We were able to kairachas, slept in the same bed. No tashlish. But chakas we were making on. Eliyahu Navi said, Baruch HaMakom Shaharim. Because he went connected Takonas Chazal. Frankly, I'm not in the Rashba, but I don't understand. L'chayro, we should know. I didn't realize that, but I think it was clear in the Gemara as we saw. The Kodesh, even if she needed the rice, is only Shiva Siyadim, but she still tomei the rice until she goes to the mikvah. So what was the Talmud's havamin in the Mekel during Shiva Nikim? So Zok the Rashba the Rambam. No, the minute Amor Gezayt was, that even after Chumas of Zera, the ladies used to go to the mikvah two times. They would go to the mikvah at the end of Shiva Siyamim because she's in need of Dereisa and Tefillah Bizmanim Mitzvah. So she would go at the time when she's Mokhiv and Tefillah Bizmanim. But then, of course, out of Zeru, they would do Shiva Nikim. And at the end of Shiva Nikim, she would go to the mikvah and then she'd be tired of Labayla. So this Talmud was Mako on that in between time period when she'd taken off the Tumah Dereisa. And she was only talking to Drabbanan, so he wanted to make this a tzira for that, that she's only talking to Drabbanan, and her chok is only Drabbanan, and he was Mekel, and on that Eliyahu Navi said, Baruch HaMakom Shaharim, and he was Mekel and Drabbanan.
This Talmud was before Reb Zeira or after?
After Zeira.
Eliyahu Navi
tells him Eliyahu is Bechoy Bais. Zeira was Eliyahu. It's the Gemara brings that Eliyahu Navi came to her. I don't think it's a Bais in front of Eliyahu. What? What? Okay, so Avos Dribnasim. It's a Gemara Shabbos. So Avos Dribnasim is Davka Tamnayim. I think I'm learning Avos Dribnasim also. I have to go through Avos Dribnasim. Shabbos, I don't know the Dachaf. Hey, maybe. When we do Kuf Tzadi Hei, we'll go through. So that's one of the main sugyas for our chakas. The Kitzur is though, so why did they go to the mikvah two times? So I really mentioned the Chagavah Tfil of Bizman and Mitzvah. But the Rabban and the Rashba, they're in Shabbos, say a different reason. And they say to be Isaac and Tyrus. Because they say even though Reb Zeira was machmir to consider her a Zavah Labayla, but that was only Labayla, where it's a Safek Karas. But in Tyrus, Rav Zeri was never machmir. And Minyan Tyrus, we leave it on the Daraisa that she's a Nidah, and after Shivas Yodim, she goes to the Likvah, and she can touch Trumas Meisers and Kodshin or whatever it is, and no problem.
It seems to support
what
you're
okay.
The Chavis Lodin is really also proper Hashash.
Right. So the Ramban and the Rajah, they seem to be saying, look, all talks that Rav Zeri did not make her into a Zohar Vadois. Like, you could say they made into a Zohar Vadois L'inyan Labailah. But then that's already being a little more nitpicky. But, especially because Ramban is talking. But there is a mockum to say here, there is a chil. We find in Rishayim a chiluk between a Zohar Vadois and a Nidah Bizmanazim. Then we have another Epis Ramas. We have a Rambam alone. The Rambam holds, we'll get there, there's some winters now, in Dinei Kesamim, that when Isha finds a Kesam, we'll discuss very soon what the difference between a Kesam, which is the Rabbonin, and the Re'ir, which is the Raisa, is. But when a lady sees a Kesam, the Rambam says that she's Tomei the Rabbonin, and she has almost all the dinim of Nida the Raisa, with one significant difference. The Rambam says she does not need Shiva Nikim. Only Shiva Siyam. Assuming, of course, she's not really a Zohar. Because Bisman is only a Chomer. Now, just point out, don't make any mistake, Rambam puts Dasi Yafin. Aloha, we don't pass from the Rambam. But, then we should go home and make a mistake. But, so we get to Pitsali. But the Rambam here holds that there is a Mokum to make on a Nida Bisman Azeh, that we do not consider her 100% to be a Zohar Deres. So for that, one more Risha I have.
What did
Rambam say again? Rambam says that Ksavim on a Nida Bizman Azeh do not require Shivan Nikim. Since Ksavim's drop on him, and since the Chashash that she's a Zohar is only a Chomer from Zera.
If she would have had the same clothes three days, she had a keter more than she chose Bissim, so then we say she's a Zabag Dolo. But if not, she's not going with Zera. He's not saying Zera made her on one day into a Vada Zohar, into a Din of a Vada Zohar.
Now, you could say, on the Rambam, which is that the Rambam is not saying a kula in Rav Zeri, that we use Rav Zeri, he's not saying he would siruf, as much as he's saying when Rav Zeri said, Raya Tipas Nam Kachardal, said the Chumra, he only said it on a Riyah with Argosha, and didn't say it on a Kesam. So you could be done, you could be mad. A lot of these things you could be, there's Dichuyim on. On Elochanami, same thing on the Razaz, but I'm just saying, the lights of Maskana or Pasha is not going to come out this way. But we have Rishayim who seem to say, in certain circumstances, we don't consider a Nida Bizman Azeh to be a Vadei Zohar Deres. Now, in the Achrayim, which is more Lamaisa, because these were all episodes of Muslim and whatever, not really Negeas, now we have the more exciting stuff. There is a Dalit stick and Dibbe Chamudas. These are early enough. We'll put them together with Rishayim. Next to Rishayim. There's a Taisis, which we probably touch on when we do Kuftzad Evolve, Shiva Nikim. But Taisis asks, the Torah says during Shiva that on Zohar at least is a Chiyav of the Sofra law. She has to be Sofra Shiva Nikim. In fact, Taisis, the Lashon sounds the same pretty much as Sphere Saimer. So, how does Sphere Saimer we make a bracha? And Shiva Nikim, we don't make a bracha, matter of fact. We don't really have a Chiyav of Sphere B'Pei either. Not like the Shlah. Even the Shlah is only saying it's a Chomer. So that's Taisis Kasha. Why don't we make a bracha on Sphere Shiva Nikim? Dibbe Chamudas says, I don't understand Taisis. Who says they didn't? Maybe Bizman HaTanoim they did say a bracha on Sphere Shiva Nikim. Why we don't say a bracha on Sphere Shiva Nikim? That's Pasha, which is not a Zohar. Now, so Dibbe Chamudas is obviously understanding that she didn't. Chomer of Zera didn't make her into a Zohar Vadois. Especially it'll be Matali, here's what it'll be Nachka Minah between us, is even if you consider it a Minah though, you make a bracha on a Minah. Let's say Zera is a Minah. We make a bracha, most Ashkenazim, make a bracha on Halon Rosh Chodesh, even though it's a Minah. We make a bracha on a Minah. Sadim do not make a bracha on halal. Like the Rambam do not make a bracha on halal and Rosh Chodesh. Some Chassidim and the Karmelim does not say a bracha on halal and Rosh Chodesh. I think Boston also doesn't. No. Boston does not say.
In Eretz Yisrael.
Okay. That's different. That's because Boston comes out even on in Eretz Yisrael. They also do have before Pesach.
Is that
more legitimate? What they wrote?
It says when Rav got the base fences, so they say, how much money? He was very concerned, so he saw that they were only doing a Hetzi, a Pesach. That's why, if you were white, they were the Rav Mitzchah. He had the lowest Rav Mitzchah, that's why he was concerned. It's a shout. But so I'm saying it's totally, it's a Klal Yisrael, a Machlaikis, we make a bracha on a minute. But the Derech Amudah seems to be understanding that minute wouldn't be enough to be Machayim a bracha. Okay.
Most places disapprove of that. And they only say that the Aflot Yishu Shai is not to make a Makar.
Where is the Tosis?
We'll see a Kufsar evolve when we see the Shlom. Fine. Now we get down to more though, the Poskim, the Shutim. So you're the guy in the Sifta. The guy in the Sifta, I hope most people saw it inside, but he's a Rosh HaMekilim who takes Mamish to the extreme. And the guy in the Sifta says, it was a Chumr Shechmiru B'Leis Nishal Al Atzmon. It's a Chumr Ba'al. It's like all good Chumr. So now you're supposed to keep the Chumr or whatever. But if you have a Shazan Chak, you have Epis at Zirif, no problem! Out the window. No shame in the key. Okay, guy in the title. Apparently he was a good from the Gdele Oilu. But I don't think there's many times we take it on the way the guy in the Sechta took it on. I've heard that the Reb Chaim Scheinberg uses the guy in the Sechta as a tziruf. I've also heard, although it's connected with the statement safer, is that Reb Shlomo Zalman also uses the guy in the Sechta as a tziruf. But if anyone saw Reb Shlomo Zalman inside, he certainly doesn't sound that way, but yes and no. Reb Shlomo Zalman sounds like he would have liked to use it as a tziruf. He just wasn't willing to take the places. Shamatim Kiyashmur, the Reb Shlomo Zalman does use it as a tziruf. The guy in the Sefer Mamash takes the extreme, the Chumr Ba'almo, and you can be Mekul B'Kal. I don't think I found any other... What? Yeah, okay, he threw in those qualifications also. And he was talking about the Saman, he wasn't talking about a Bedika, Saman Drabbanon. So you could start saying, yeah, even the guy in the Sifta, maybe he was only using it like Saman Drabbanon, and wasn't on it, but I'm saying, at least the Tzadi's being Malah, of it's a chumra ba'alma, and I forget his exact lashon, but b'shum tzad, if you find shum tzad lahaka, you can be mekel, that's going to be extreme. That one extreme I told you was saying, it is a din mamish like a badei deraisa. Guy even said this going as close as possible to the other extreme, it's a chumra ba'alma. I did not find, if I remember correctly, any achrayim who sounded like they were willing to take it to the extreme of the guy in the sechta, but I did find numerous achrayim who use it at least as a tziruf in some form of lachlamais. And let's go in this order of how I wrote it down, even if it's not chronological order. The Binyan Tzion, and who is the Oracle there, and the Avnei Nezer. So we got here Yechon HaChassidusha. If anyone's counting congregations here. They both talk about the same case, that's why I put them together. They're talking about a case of a lady, and this is what we'll get to in Kufaychas a little bit, but there's a condition that in English is called a prolapse. In Yiddish is called a farfal, and in Ivrit is called snichat harechem, which Boshem and Bezashem no one should know from, but it's not such an uncommon condition, where the rechem, which usually is suspended up in the abdomen, can gradually over time, it's especially common when the woman has had many pregnancies, that the ligaments that suspend the rechem, again, it's here and it's being held, it's not attached directly to anything. There's these ligaments, which are basically rubber bands that hold it up to the, I don't know exactly what they're attached to the top of the abdominal cavity. It's basically hanging. With time, like everyone's familiar with rubber bands, they lose their elasticity, and the rachum can sink farther and farther down, till the point where the rachum can actually be falling out of the body. And in Kuf Peches, we will talk about that more by Richos, and whatever. But at the moment, that is a shayla that's commonly discussed. There's many shutim that discuss what to do with such a lady, because it obviously, as one can imagine, causes irritations and makas, and she will have much dam coming out of a rechem that might not be dam nidus, it might be dam makkah, but it's hard to know, and it's hard to make, it's going to be possible to make hefzik terah, because there's not much of a place to do bdika, because there isn't much of a beis achitzel left, because it's matter sticking out of the bottom. So there's no, so it's a big problem. So one can do, but for many of us at the moment is, that what they used to do, at least back then, was one medical option was they would put a ring inside the body that would push up the rechem and hold it in place. And the doubt is if you take out that ring, it could be sakonos nefashos. I guess it could cause internal bleeding.
You say back then they won't do this.
It's mentioned 120 years ago for sure. I'm saying the Aruch Omer, there's numerous Jews. We'll get to it in Kupechas again. And we'll get to it also in Bai Chatzitzis and Kupchatzarichas. Certainly 100, 200 years ago, it seems to have been a common practice. I don't think they do it. And today, usually what they do, they do is directly. We remove the rachem. Anyway, so the other thing is, Binyan Tzina, both talking about such a case. So one of the problems is that this tabaz, this ring, is inside the praise door, the besachitzen, the mokum where the isha does her bedikas. Now, how is she going to do bedikas chayr musdokim? How is she going to do a proper bedikas hafsateri shim in the kiyam with a ring in there? So that's the problem. Now, how is she ever going to do shim in the kiyam? So they say, well, bedikas chayr musdokim is really a machlaikas. So, they want to be mako on a lady who is not a zavah. If we know that she's a vada nida, which is going to be more difficult in this case, because you're not so easily going to have 18 days that she was clean, but if you do, and if she's a vada nida, so then you can be mitzarif. The fact that Reb Zeir is only a chumra, together with the shitas that hold that her istachim is not ma'akiv, together probably with the other shitas of pechas, that the far follows is considered damak, is not darchri or whatever, but they use this as a tziruf to matter such an isha labayah, but also to see that it's mokum igu. If we don't find some kula here, she's either going to take out the tabas and put herself in sakana, or she's never going to be tar again the rest of her life, basically. So, under those circumstances, they do allow to use the fact that there is a chumra as a tziruf. Then there's a chasam sofer. The Chassam Sofer, for those who saw the sign, the Chassam Sofer was asked if you can use as a Rashi as a Tziruf, you can use Knegedim there as a Tziruf, and the Chassam Sofer, as we mentioned before, answers a little bit of a mysterious answer. He says that, like the Rambam, that it's easy to know that she's Bimei Nida, okay, there's what to talk about, but like Rashi and Taisis, it's impossible to know she's Bimei Nida, Bimei Zifa. And the Rambam is a Das Yochid, he's not the Staraf with Eset Tzirufim, so out the window. So he says, well, let me make it. But since we know, as Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out, that L'chayr is punk fakir, according to the Rambam, you can't know if she's made Nidhi Meziva. According to Rashi, you would know. And sometimes you're saying correctly that the halacha seems to be like Rashi. So now, what exactly did the Chassam Sofer mean? Did the Chassam Sofer mean that, and if you would know if she's a Badei Nidhi, then you could be Meikol? Or did he mean that if we'd know she's a Badei Nidhi, then there'd be one to start talking about? Then we could start. We could have chazing the city and looking to see if there's a mokum ma'akev. If you want to take the first mahal, so the sunset was mal. When you have vada yidu, which we're saying this month is a l'chayr, we do have vada yidus. So then the sunset is saying there would be a possibility, an option of finding tzimushim to be made. L'maisa, however, the sunset in other places does not seem to mention this case as a mokum ma'akev. So it's not clear if you can use the sunset here. There's a Tzemach Tzedek, the Chabadzka Tzemach Tzedek, not the Kabbalah, the Tzemach Tzedek. Just historically, there are two Shadows of Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek, usually referred to as the Kabbalah in the Chabadzka.
Is
the Kabbalah in the region around? Afrin. He was a Mechutna Nebach, I think. Mechutna Nebegim, he was a Mechutna Nebach. So he's also talking about a case of when someone's rachm fell out. And there, he's going on the whole sugi kupeches, that to be mekul and consider it damak or shleidar or e or whatever, there's different sugi there to be makrit. However, since the ikr is that we're telling the damak, we consider the dam probably damak. Kitzer over there, he says, but however, when it comes to yemavesis, when we expect her to see damnidus, then we're going to be makrit. He says, but since it's only an expectation based on yemavesis, so then if she's a vaday nida, you can be mekel. Because there is only a chumra. So those are the sheets that are mekel. However, Pashas the Gemara Bracha, certainly the way the Ramban explains. Now we're going to go to the other side. There's no Bokum Din Maker. Pashas the Gemara Bracha, Aloha Psuka. And the way the Ramban explains that Shein Lohaku Moresh Klal is understood by most Achrayim, the Ramban is coming to say there is no Bokum Lohaku, it's Aloha Psuka Lagam. The Ravid in Bali and Nefesh says that Ksomin, he brings it to the Machlaikis for the Ksomin is only for Tyrus or is even Labaila. And he says that Ksom, Lamais, Aloha Lamais, there's nothing to talk about, it's a Machlaikis, but I'm not going to go into it because Minig Yisrael is, the Ksom is Tomei even Labaila, just like we find by Ribzera. So there's nothing to talk about. So it sounds like Ribzera is nothing to talk about. It's interesting. The Tyrus Abais brings his Bali and Nefesh Taker. There's only a mimic. But I don't think so. I think if anything, Bali never said Kakar. He's saying, the Ksomen, there's nothing to talk about. It's Vade also Labaila, just like I'm saying, it's Vade also Labaila together in Vada. The Razor is being, no, it's a different place. It's going a different place. Stam is number one. Stima is called a Paiskin. They all deal with Yishayos, like we mentioned, like I was Mafaret previously. All the Shaslechat Goddles and Mokum Igur and the Yeshulatai Labailas, and almost none of them, except for the ones I mentioned, except for those couple ones I mentioned, nobody ever mentions getting rid of Shabbatikim because Ribzera is only a Chumrah. They come up with lots of other Tzirufim and Kulas and Stadim or whatever, and they don't mention Ribzera. That was also another sugya, important sugya. The Shach and Vestas says that whenever you have a vessis that falls out b'nei ziva, let's say she's a vessis less than 18 days, it's only l'chumra, not l'kula. You can't be makel on this to say now she doesn't have an oinah beinonis because she's an issue with a vessis kavur, l'mosha. However, most achrayim based on the Ramban, our Ramban, and the Negev Yehuda crazy place, the Teresh Lam, say no, noch, Reb Zeira, we don't look at all at b'nei ziva. Not l'chumra and not even l'kula. So they're saying that we look at her, she's a vadai zovo and a vadai nina, bein lochum and bein lakulu, which means they're taking it on as mamash a vadai gomu. The Sheva Levi says that if someone's over on a bzeir, he's over on an essay and a lois essay, midrab, because it's a drab, just like any other isser drabonim. So yes, it's a drabonim, but someone's over on a drabonim, it's an essay and a lois essay. So chayra, it would be begedidim in drabonim, but there's no makom lahakel al tzirufim. Like, you can't look at it as a chumra. There's a marsham. Marsham's not talking about Rosh Hashanah, but what he does say is, he says if an isha has a, I think he's also talking about, no, he says, he's talking about cotton in the ears. But he says, you've got a chatzitza. An isha, it's sakana for to get her ears wet. Now, chatzitza, again, it's a different sinner, different sugi, but when we get there, we'll see. A chatzitza, midaraisa, is only Rave umakted, miyud amakted is only drabon. The Marshal says even a drabon and kal like miyud amakted can neither be very demotum by nida and you can't be made.
Which is a part of the drabon.
What?
Part of the drabon.
Say?
That's a start of the drabon.
He calls it drabon kal. He says the only time you can ever be made on a drabon and al shas is chak. Again, there's the argument, the demon is suffic drabon lahok. But al shas and chakis is the only time you can be made with michshol rabin, and not even lohitz isha mibayim. So luchayra who ended by us, and the not sharif is also machmir because he says that Rebbe is even if Rebbe, he, I mean he's going to say enoch that is shivin the king drabonim, but he says that vav the king about Rebbe is a chashash derais, not like Rosh Hashanah. So Lamais is in Rosh Hashanah Nigris, and the Ikris of Rosh Hashanah Nigris Maisha, where Lamais is the most important for us, L'chayra, they both say that we cannot be Mekel on Rav Zera. And L'chayra, the general status is yes, it's Drabonin, but it's a Shtarka Drabonin. It's a Drabonin that was Niskabel in Gans Klal Yisrael. I think that was actually the Lashon of one of the Achrayim. But once it was Niskabel in. Once something, Drabonin was Niskabel in Gans Klal Yisrael, there is no Malcolm to be made one.
So,
I skipped one.
Master of Bonds in this couple,
yeah, but said, I mean, even it's a minute. There's a minimum. There's even a minimum that was in this couple. Is that any
chance of a minute to the
Rabbana? Right, yeah, I'm sorry. The Chinuch Beis Yitzchok. The Chinuch Beis Yitzchok says someone's married 10 years without children, she's going to have to get divorced. And they say the only way she can have children is if she's make one, she's in the Kiyim. Get divorced, there's nothing to do. A minute that was in this couple began to call you, so a minute of the rain, but Malcolm de Reisa. and he brings it on a shach and kufiyut deyur deyur kufiyut del b'shem the marshal that a minute is gabal nas kaisos a midu tzvei b'makom deraisa. Fine. So the kitzur is it seems that there the status in the place is that there's no makom lachem.